Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to head on over to Dawson, the Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Lindsay Orada. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
And just kind of survived the lot of slush and ice yesterday.
Yes. Getting the snow now. Fun.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday. And before we talk about our subject, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Lindsay Orada from live in Dawson and grew up in Ballaton, so Tracy Milroy Ballaton, graduated from Tracy High School in 2003 and went to Mankato after high school to college and got a degree in dietetics. And then did my internship actually over in Yankton, South Dakota for a 10-month internship. And then from Yankton, we moved to Marshall and worked at public health there for probably 4 years. And then from there, because of jobs, we came out to Dawson. And I consult out here now I go to Dawson, Johnson Memorial, and then I consult to Appleton Area Health. And I do some group home work for the menus, and also just took a job with Grace Lutheran Church for a couple days a week. We have 3 kids, 11, 9, and 6, so Elijah, Emerson, and Eden, and my husband Alex works at Midwest Bank. He sells insurance.
Well, 3 children and a husband, that keeps you busy, right?
Yes, very busy.
How long have you been at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Lindsay?
So I've been here, so probably it's got to be going on 10 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
We moved out here when Eli was 4, and now he's 11, and I was already coming out here prior to that. So, yeah, probably about 10 years, I'd say.
Okay. And what is what's your official title at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
So I'm a registered dietitian. And so I work in the clinic, and I do some in the hospital, and then the care center, too. So see patients in all those different areas.
Okay, real good. Well, yeah. What are we going to talk about this morning, Lindsay, on Wellness Wednesday?
We're just going to give some tips for some healthy holiday eating.
Ooh, that's timely.
Yes, right? A lot of holidays coming up here with food.
Yep. A lot of food and a lot of snacking going on, too, I would gather.
Yes.
All right. So what kind of tips you have for us, Lindsay?
So one thing I always tell patients is that it isn't one day that leads to the weight gain. So sometimes people can gain up to 10 pounds over the holidays. So it's kind of more looking at it as a whole versus the one Christmas Day meal. And just remembering that you don't have to deprive yourself of special holiday foods. It's just instead trying to enjoy them in moderation. So a couple things, we suggest to help cut down on the weight gain. Try to eat a nutritious snack maybe before you go to some of the holiday celebrations so that you don't go there feeling starving and want to eat everything in sight. So if you know you're going to be going to a holiday party, maybe you have like some fruit or a cheese stick or just a healthier snack, some cold veggies, maybe a protein bar, just something to fill you up a little bit before you head out.
Okay, that's a good that's a good tip.
Yeah, maybe try to bring something also that you can snack on that you know is a little healthier. So maybe you bring a dish to pass that is a little bit better option, and you can fill your plate up with that and then have some of the other things in a smaller portion. When you get there, maybe look over the table just to see what's all available so you can kind of prepare or plan. Maybe find a couple of the foods that you know you really want to have. Maybe they're a holiday, like a traditional food that you really enjoy. So you fill up with the healthy stuff and then just have a couple of the sweets that you know you're really going to want to have, mm-hmm. just in maybe a little bit smaller portion.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, Lindsay, because I do that all the time, year round. you know, especially at a buffet or something, I'd scan the whole table and say, you know, I'm just going to pick what I really enjoy eating first, you know.
Yep.
That
and
works.
Sometimes, like, right, like when you sit down for the meal, too, like, it can be helpful to, you know, fill your plate up with the veggies, hot veggies, cold veggies, you know, some of the meats that don't have a lot of the carbohydrates. And then if you know you want some of the potatoes, the stuffing, you know, you could just do have some, but a smaller portion. So you still get some of the things you like, but maybe not quite in the biggest portion that we typically would. You know, don't fill your plate with all the carbs first, but maybe fill it with the lower carb foods like the meat, the veggies.
Good.
So,
good tip.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
You can try using, like, if it's like a more of a snacky type party that you're going to, you know, use smaller plates. You can even use smaller plates for the meal. Sometimes it's the visual of the plate being full that we go for. So if you're using smaller plates, then even if you fill it full, it's not as much as if you filled a large plate.
You must have been talking to my wife, because she did that probably a couple of years ago. Got rid of all our large plates and just replaced them in the cupboard with small plates.
Yeah, it's just like it's like in our nature to fill our plate. So if you just kind of trick yourself and just use the smaller, that can be helpful.
And then she also had a tip of when you fill your small plate up, don't have the food touching each other.
You know,
leave some space there, and then that kind of helps with control too.
Right, the portion control piece, for sure.
Yep.
You know, eating slowly, sometimes we eat so fast we don't even allow ourselves to feel full. So if you can eat a little bit slower, maybe drink some water while you're eating. And then after, you know, you're done eating, let yourself just sit there for 10 minutes and your body, let it register that you're actually full instead of going back right away for seconds.
Boy, do I need to improve on that one. I inhale my food, Lindsay.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And I think sometimes, like, that happens because we let ourselves get so hungry. Like, we don't give ourselves those smaller little meals maybe prior. And so we get so hungry that we sit down and we inhale.
Yep. And just consciously take your time and try to enjoy the food. You know, I eat so fast, I'm really not enjoying it.
Exactly. And your body is not even registering that you're full.
Right. Yep, that's right. Good one. Okay.
Yeah, and also, you know, just like easy ways to cut out calories and sugar is drink water instead of juice or regular pop or, you know, milk. So, like, maybe just plan to only drink water during your meal, too, because there are all the rest of those things are carbs, and they will put on the weight, so just plan to sip on water while you eat.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah, and I think just don't deprive yourself, because the more we do, the more we want it. So, like, just know that you're going to allow yourself a treat. It's just maybe not all the treats. It's a couple of your favorite treats, and not every day, you know. we can't have it every day, but you know, if we give ourselves just a little bit once in a while, maybe freeze, if you're a baker, freeze it so you don't have it sitting on the counter all month long.
Right.
Put it in the freezer, pull it out when you know you're going to have company so it doesn't sit there and tempt you.
Right.
Or share with a neighbor. A lot of people love to bake, but maybe they just need to get it out of the house. I know I'm guilty of that. I can't have it sitting around. So share with people so that it's not there tempting you.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Good advice. Was that number five, or how many we have some left?
Yeah, I mean, I think another big thing is going for walks. Don't stop exercising just because it's winter. You know, finding places to go and be active, whether it's the local gym or, like, even some people will go walk in a big, like, Walmart, just go browse a little bit and get some steps in.
Stay out of the
plan
bakery
to go
section.
For a walk. Yeah, stay out of the bakery. But just try to stay active, because that does obviously help. Maybe plan some kind of a walk with family after your meal or something, just to stay active.
Right.
Okay, good. All right, did we cover about everything then, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think we did. Okay. You know, just try to be mindful, portion control, you know, just bring something to pass. I think we did cover most of it.
Okay, great. Great advice there, Lindsay, and I know I'm going to put that into practice this holiday season for sure. So, not just for holiday season, you can do that year-round, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, most of the time, the weight gain is because of our daily, not just because of the holiday eating. So, yeah, definitely things you can put into practice just in your daily life.
All right, Lindsay, well, thank you very much for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Some good advice there on eating during the holidays. Appreciate the time, Lindsay.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. And you have a happy holiday.
You too.
Lindsay Arata, registered dietitian from Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.